Mois. The Torah actually tells us Pasha Shmois. We find very, very interesting the sugya a theme that runs throughout Pasha Shmois very stark. Week's parsha, we have the Yisod Yeshua Beinu, the Rabban Shel Yisrael. Yeshua Beinu is the one who is Moirid Torah Yisrael. Yered is one of the names of Moshe, so says the Gemara Megillah Yud Gimel 13a. Yered, Shehoyri Tayli Yisrael, the one who goes up and is able to fight with the Malachim, to hold on to the Kisei, as the Medrash tells us, Mora tells us, and be the one that Zoicha to lead Klai Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, to take them through the Midbar, to Rabban Shel Yisrael. And yet, if we would think for a minute, besides being the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu, as we know, Chazal tell us, when they opened up the oil, when Basya, Bisya, Baspar opened up the Teva, the Teira Kitoivu, there was a glow, there was a Ruach, there was a Shechina Shoyralov. He didn't nurse from the mothers, the Egyptian mothers. There was a Kedusha, a holiness to him. That was his own right also, but he came from such great stock. He came as the son of Amram, the Gadol Hador, the son of Yocheved, also Gadol Hador. And if we would think, such a great person, one of the greatest, probably the greatest person of Jew that ever lived, we think, well, who is going to be the shidduch for Moshe Rabbeinu? Who is going to be the mechutin from Amram? The heilig of Gadol Hador. Who is his mechutin? Bishop. Bishop John. That's the mechutin from Amram. Pelet HaGazach, Rabbi Yisai. One of the most pleased that Shaykh. Who is Zoycha to be the father-in-law, Rabban Shel Yisrael? Tzipora Bas Yisroi. A man that worshipped all the Avodah Zorahs in the world. Can you imagine, Rabbi Yisai, the vort from Moshe and Tzipora on one side. I don't know if they were there, but I hopefully they made it to the vort. But on one side, Pash, they weren't, but if they would have been there, on one side we would have seen all the Gdele Ador, Chaim Karievsky, this, on the other side, Bish, oh, Shkoya, wow. No raise on this one. Anyway, Bishop John, Bishop Paul, whole lineup on the other side, bald-headed guys with white collars. And this side of the fence is Gdolei Hador. It looks a little funny. What is going on? It looks like the Great Debate. What is going on over here? You come into the hall, on this side, men with long beards, mamish, langapayas, Hasidish Rebbes, the Yugavasa Rebbe, everybody's there, mamish, a whole lineup of the Gdolei Hador. Amram's son's getting married. And the other side, also bearded men, but nothing on top, bald-headed guys. What is the Psharabas? What's the Yisoy? Parsha Shmois is called Shmois. Ve'eila Shmois b'nei Yisrael, but it's not only the Parsha, it's the name of the entire Chumash Shmois. The name of this Tai Chumash Mois Rabbeisa. So you say, because it's the Mila, no, but everything has a significance about it. Eile Shmois, Shmois being the parish, being Shmois has a big significance. That Shmois is this safe, it's called Shefer Shmois. We know the Ramban says, Soif Parish Bracious, Tris Parish Shmois. The Ramban says, this is safe Hagaula. Safe Shmois, safe Hagaula. So it's in significance. The fact that Sefer Shmois is not called Sefer, it's called Sefer Ha'Geula in the Oimek, when the Pshat is Sefer Shmois. That's the Pshat. We find also Rabbi Yisrael, I'm already Gezach Rabbi Yisrael. There's a lady, Rabbi Yisrael, in this week's parasha, many ladies that have tremendous, tremendous Siyata Deshmaya, something out of ordinary. The mother of Moshe Rabbeinu, Yocheved, Shifra, and Pua, the Zoycha to an unbelievable Zach, Rabbi Yisrael. It's an unbelievable Zayda, but once I found it in a Medrash, but it's a Peladik Zach, Rabbi Yisrael. Yocheved is Zoycha. She goes out, Paro gives a tzivoy, mamish, you have to go out and be Yehoyre, Kol HaBen, you have to go, it's Karisan, Alav Noim, Ben, Vamitin, Oysa, Basi, Bechoyah. They go ahead and they don't listen to Paro. They don't listen to what he has to say. Okay, they have a teretz, kichoye, saying, okay, but those mamish akonas the bojus. So the fact that Paro listened to that teretz is a moyedik a chiddush. But the mice, if we think about this yada, the shmaya that she was zoichet, was not shayach, Rabbi Yisrael. The fact that Paro heard what she said, Rabbi Yisrael, this is defying, you're not defying stam, some random, you know, some random leader. This was one of the leading major power of the world. And Paro didn't go for garbage. Paro made himself into a vizor. He didn't go for anything. He told her. So they come with a little excuse. Ki choye say they're too quick for us. Paro could have beheaded them in a second, Rabbi said. No. But more than that, Rabbi said, they weren't only going ahead and say, Paro could have investigated, or maybe he didn't, and he saw they weren't just going ahead, okay. They delivered the babies, whatever was happening over there, they got quick, but they went out and they were feeding them, and they were taking care of the babies. That was for sure something that shouldn't have been done if you really wanted to make the way Paro. And what happens, Rabbi Yisrael? Unbelievable stuff, Rabbi Yisrael. I once tied shit up partially, and I found a medrash that says mefurish. That there was an unbelievable mida keneged mida over here. That keneged the fact that Yocheved saved the babies. So Moshe Rabbeinu was put into a sea. That thing is mamish off the charts, Rabbi Yisrael. The whole story of Moshe Rabbeinu, everybody knows it from the coloring books, from the book two. Everybody has the coloring books when they were little kids. Moshe Rabbeinu, they put him on the Red Sea. They put that baby in a little basket, and they put it in and color it all the different colors, and he gets up. You put a baby on the Yamsuv in a basket, but say, what are the chances? The baby, you know? It's not like, you know, just it's a river floating down the river. We take it very he was saved. But secondly, or thirdly, the Maisa Soloshal Dover, that Bishop Aspara comes out, Bishop Aspara comes out. The daughter of Paro, and she ends up with a tremendous, first of all, we'll get back to her in a second, she ends up saving Moshe Rabbeinu. So who ends up saving Moshe Rabbeinu? Not Stam. Paro's daughter. She ends up saving him. And we said before also, the tremendous, yet unbelievable, Paro's goyzer to the Stam, Agav, no, Paro's goyzer on the Ben Ayol, you that because I'm Moshiach Shal Yisrael, I'm going to destroy it. And he ends up growing up in Paro's house itself, stipend, because Ben talks about, see, the Ben Yisrael's in charge, and Oshra, he's trying to destroy, and he's going to bring up the Moshiach Yisrael. He brought him up. It's unbelievable. Zach. The Meshech Chochmah says that it was also a Tayeles, that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to be a leader. He had to learn to be a melech. He had to be a leader. Where is he going to learn it? Where's the best place to learn it? In Paro's palace. The Kadosh Baruch Hu designed the plan. It's mind-boggling. But what are the chances? But Paro's daughter is the one that saves him. And he gets saved by Paro's daughter. Paro's daughter, the one who made the Gzeira, and it was so stark that they have to get rid of all the babies because he saw Moshiach Yisrael. And his daughter goes and saves him. But not only that, my son. Not only that, he gets saved, but who's going to be nursing him, and who's going to feed him, and who's going to sustain him? They call Vasya Vaspara. They call Yechavit. So it comes out of my side, Mina Keneged Mina, that she was Moshe Nefesh, to feed, to save. So our baby got saved. And Mina Keneged that she went Vatachayenes, O Yolodim, she deserved the Vatachayenes, Moshe Rabbeinu. It was more Mina Keneged Mina. Vasya Vaspara herself, we think, who's going to be Rabbi Yisai? Who is going to be the savior of Moshe Rabbeinu in this situation? Who's going to be the savior? Who is it going to be? Basha Masparo, she was even a bit of Zohar, she was from her father. What's the Pshar Rabbi Yisai? And not only that, because Baruch Hu does a miracle, she's a miracle for this lady. She stretched out her hand, according to Gemara, whereas the Shai of the Halmon stretched out, the Shtar Vev, you look at it. 60 amas, 100 amas, something out of the ordinary. For what? For us? For who? And you saw it, you saw this in this parish. We said it over many years. This you saw it, but it's very stark. You saw it. I heard this when I was young, and it's a story that stayed, that's come with me many years of Rabbi Yisai, and you see it every day. You see it all the time, and you see it by many Rabbi Yisai, that a person has to understand a big, big concept in Avodas Hashem. And that there is an equation. There's a major equation in the Avodas Hashem. And that equation, if we understand it correctly, we could have tremendous, tremendous Hatzlach. And that equation is very simple. Mesiras Nefesh equals Yadah Dishmai. That when a person is Mesiras Nefesh V'Bari Olam, a person puts in tremendous Mesiras Nefesh. Mesiras Nefesh Bizl of Ishul Fi Doilah. Everybody in their own situation, everybody in their own matzah that they're in. But there's a mesiras nefesh. You go the extra mile for the Bari Olam. We do a little bit more for the Bari Olam. The Bari Olam gives myriad iksiyat nishmaya. Way above the natural. And this is the yisoid of Parashat Shmois. This is the yisoid of Sefer Shmois. That Klal Yisrael was zoicha for the redemption, Geula. You know why? Shloshina es Malbusham, Shloshina es Shmoisam, Shloshina. The Utaka had issues over there, but there were things they were Moshe Nefesh for. They were Moshe Nefesh to keep their name, their certain identity. They were never to keep Shmom Malbusham to make their identity of a year. That Mesiras Nefesh was a tremendous Mesiras Nefesh. There was a tremendous spoilers in a certain way. And yet they kept their identity in certain areas. That was the going, because the mysterious nefesh of those things gave a siyat d'shmai for the good. And this is the pshat, Rabbi Yisai. Why Yisroi, Rabbi Yisai. Yisroi, it's a pelah de gazach, Rabbi Yisai. We have an opportunity of all the parshias. What should the parsha of Kabbalah Satorah call, Rabbi Yisai? Let's call it Kabbalah Satorah. Let's call the parsha that we say of the Halakha, giving you the Torah, that the whole the world surrounds about Kabbalah Satorah. That's what the whole world, Yom HaShishi, that the world was waiting for the Kabbalah Satorah. What should be the name of the parsha Kabbalah Satorah, boy said? Let's go down the list. Call it Moshe L'chol HaPochus. Parsha's Moshe. Parsha's Yisroel, boy said. Because Yisro is Mesiras Nefesh, is not Shaykh Rabbi. So Yisro was the priest, the head priest, and he gave it all up because he realized that it was all Sheker, Sheker B'chazer, and it wasn't easy, Rabbi said. There are priests that know it's Sheker, but they're getting paid well. They're not giving it up for nothing. They're getting paid a big paycheck from the Roman Catholic Church in Athens, in Rome. They're getting crazy money. He knows it's fake. He knows the whole thing's baloney. But listen, there's a big check coming in the mail every week. It's not easy. So he'll go bullheaded. And certainly he won't marry anybody, even though we know what's going on in other places. But he seemingly won't marry anybody. Why? The check's in the mail, prestige, covered. Oh, you know it's Sheker V'chazo? It's Mama Sheker? The Teretz is, he's not ready to give up. Everybody said, a person can know the MS, but he's not ready to give up. He's not ready to be Mesir Nefesh with them. Mesir Nefesh means that a person is ready to give up everything. Yisro was banned. That's what holding with his daughters. They were being barred because Yisro gave it all up. The Mesir Nefesh was not shy, everybody said. The Siyat Nishmaya from that was Yisro to be the Shver for Rabbi Yisro. And the same thing with Bisai, with Bisai, with Yocheved and Miriam, they had Mesir Nefesh brought about, the Aslan bought him. And they got tremendous Mesir Nefesh, they did for the Ben Yishlo, the Ben Yishlo pays back heavy to Bisai. And that's the premise, the Taich, with Basibas power, that moment of Bisai. It's Moyed Gezach, the sequence of events, at that moment, she looked, Vaitevet, Lirchoy, it's Al Yor, says Chazal, Lirchoy, it's Atzma, Me'abed Zorah. She did something so fascinating, the daughter of the biggest Melech in the Mitzrayim, Melech Mitzrayim, who was made himself was over his Zohar, and she was going down Lirchot Al Yor. At that moment, the Mesiras Nefesh was not shy, Rabbi Yisrael, for her and her level to give it up, practice it in secret. No, she gave up everything Lirchot Al Yor to go with Tefillah L'Shem Geiris. And that moment, she was Zohar for Nisim Gedolim and Gluyim, Rabbi Yisrael, to be the Moshiyan for Moshe Rabbeinu, to give Moshe. To save Moshe Rabbeinu, to bring to be the goy, the shliach, Rabbi Yisrael. This is the yisoid, ha-yisoidos of all hatzlach, Rabbi Yisrael. The Rebbein Yishlam pays heavy for the serious nefesh, Rabbi Yisrael. Pays heavy. The person says, we're in a generation where it's taka difficult, Rabbi Yisrael. Everything that we in our generation is even harder. The Yetzirah knows that we're coming to the end of time. And he's going around, he's pulling out all the guns, everything, Rabbi Yisai. This Yetzirah of the phone, of the technology, Rabbi Yisai, is not, we know, we live through it, Rabbi Yisai. The Yetzirah of technology, the koyach of the Mashiach, of that thing, people are not addicted, can't addicted, but the person is mamish nimshach acharav k'avod azorah, the chazal, the version would say at the time there was Avodah Zorah in the world, people used to run to Avodah Zorah. It was the famous Gemara. He said you would run to Avodah Zorah. And those times Avodah Zorah was so powerful. At the time when Avodah Zorah was very prevalent, it was so powerful, people would be drawn after it. There was Kishuv, and who knows what it was going on. And people were drawn, running after Avodah Zorah. There was a koyach in the veld that people were drawn after Avodah Zorah until the Sanhedrin felt that there was no way to get rid of it. To Mevatel Yetzer Hara, I think we need a new Sanhedrin to mevatel the Yetzara of the iPhone, to avoid the Zara of the iPhone, Rabbi Yisrael. It's lo yomi ki yisufa, Rabbi Yisrael. But the Rebbein Yishlam sees every mysterious nefesh and star, Rabbi Yisrael, and he pays back heavy with the Yad Nishma. Lo yomi ki yisufa, Rabbi Yisrael. And it's a yisoid that if you take two, Rabbi Yisrael, you'll go flying. And we say over, the Gemara says, and you're going to have the Rag Subis, Samach Gimel, Samach Beis, Samach Beis, Samach Gimel, also in the Dharam Daf Nun. The story of Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yisrael. What a story, Rabbi Yisrael. What a story. The story is so fascinating. It's not Shaya. The Gemara says, Tzach Memtes, that Rabbi Kiva was an Am Ha'aretz, total Am Ha'aretz boar. He said, give me a Talmud Chacham, I'll eat him alive for dinner. I just want to burn. He was such a boor, Am Ha'aretz, that he hated Talmud Chacham, so says the Gemara. But he had somebody that believed in him the first time. Yeah, Tiferes Chaim started back then. There's someone that believed in him. There's someone that believed in him. She saw his future wife, Rachel, the daughter of Kalva Basavua, saw. He was Snu Maila, so says the Gemara, Psalm Memtash. She saw they had certain midas. that from those midas can come something. That something can come out of those midas. So unbeknown to our father, who was the richest man in the whole, in that area, Kalba ben Savua, he was called Kalba Savua, was called, the people would go in hungry like a kelev, they'd walk out Saveya, it was his mamish so Saveya, he would supply food and mazon, he was a from man, and he was dreaming about who was going to be the chassan for his daughter, Rachel, what a mitzvah. She was in the top student in the Beit Yaakov. Beit Yaakov, the Pumbedisa. She was the star student. The teachers were already stored to her, already getting ready, Rachel, to get ready to be a future mechanechet, a future teacher in the school. And the shidduchim she was getting, unbelievable. The top Bochim Ponovich. It was a big fight, two Bochum Bonovich. You know what, besides you were getting the top girl for his side, Kalba Savua was offering four deers, not just one. One deer in Eretz Yisrael, a deer in Florida, one in the Caribbean, and one in Cancun. Four deers he was offering. Two that you don't have to visit, two that he was offering four deers, and a new car. And you can imagine every eligible Talmud Chacham was waiting to marry this girl. Mamish lo yomiki super. She comes home. She tells Ta, I have news for you. I found the Baruch Hashem. I didn't have to get involved. The Rabbonim called. The Rabbonim got involved. Is it Yanko Pepperkorn from Panovich, or is it Daniel Belchbaum from Brisk? Which was it? Well, he has a brisker walk. What do you mean exactly? He walks pretty quick. But what does he do for, where does he learn? Where does he learn? Well, he knows a lot about sheep. Oh, he's into kabbonis, kvasin, yeah. Who is he? He's the shepherd. Akiva Ha'amaoretz Boor. Kalba Savua didn't understand what she said. I'm talking about who you're marrying, not the, I don't know, I want to marry this guy. Are you nuts? Threw her out of the house. Don't ever come back to me. I'm nadu you from all my nechosim. And she goes out, and she still believes in him, and she sends him off to learn. And he goes, he says, you have to be making up. I'm only married if you go to learn. So he's masking. So they go to learn. He goes to learn. And he goes to learn for 12 years and comes back. But the story different smooths, 12 years and 12 years, not 24 years. He goes back and he learns for 24 years. Okay, let's imagine. A man, 40 years old, he don't know nothing. He comes to the yeshiva. Where would you like? Which yeshiva would you like to be in? I gotta learn Aleph Beis. He sits in there with those little kids, 5-year-olds. Come on, Akiva, come to Aleph Beis. Say it loud, Akiva. Recess was really fun. He was the best marble player. He sat there with the kids playing marbles. 40-year-old man of voice said, okay, so let's imagine the scene. He does well. He does very good. He gets into it. Baruch Hashem. So Beseda, 24 years later, you know what he is? He's a fine yid. Talmud Chacham Mistama. He knows a few Masechtos. He knows this. He's a fine yid. No, no, Godol Hador. Not Stam Godol Hador. The Gemara says in Menachos, that Bereshim said to Moshe, that Moshe Ben said to Bereshim, if you have Rabbi Kiva, what do you have to give the Torah through me? Not Stam, a Talmud Chacham, a Yodea Sefer, he knows that I say a good Zvarim, Rabbi Kiva Ega, the Godol Hador in the whole generation. 24,000 Talmidim, but who has 24,000 Talmidim? 24,000 Talmidim. And he comes back after 24 years as the Godol Hador. And by then, Akhav Tzvu is regretting his neder. And he goes to Rabbi Kiva. He doesn't know who he is and recognize him. He doesn't look like the last time he saw him. A Yid who's the Golo Ador. And he says, I want to go back. I made a neder. I want to be out with my daughter suffering 24 years. I finally want it. The Gemara says, he said, over there, he says, if you would have known that the person who would have been a Talmud Chacham, would have known, would you have made the nether? If you would have known things, he says, I'm the person. Agav Urche, Toysis says over there, Miriam de Gazar, Toysis Talmud Chacham says, one of the most fascinating Toysis of Isa. Toysis says, the famous clown in Hilchus Nedarim, Ein Poyschim Neulat. You can't make a Pesach for a nether, something that happens afterwards. For instance, you make a nether, I'm not going to on this mikveh because it's always cold. All of a sudden they put in a whole new heating system, they decide to collect it, that's noila, that happened afterwards. It could be to Shav, you gotta go to the mikveh. Ain't possible noila, it's very nice if you would have known, but when he left, he was Am Haaretz. So Toysvis, no. Shani Hossam, the Loiniku Noila, the Kol Hacholech Yeshiva Nasa Odom Godom. Everybody, there's a different. So today's people say there's a different pshat because today they have very, very, very good food in yeshivas. So there's another pshat, maybe Nasa Adam Godel this way. But the pshat in Toysus was Nasa Adam Godel was it called Ola Yeshiva became Ola Godel? Maybe because they didn't have such good food. But here today it's a different pshat Adam Godel. Anyway, but Koyla, that's the unbelievable Zarabas. A person went to yeshiva. Became Adam Gadol. That's a call. It didn't say Stam, a guy with a good high IQ. Call early yeshiva. Anyway, it wasn't Persephone Dahl. And then there's a lady who wants to get through to see this man who's the Gadol Ador. She looks like the sponge lady. And she's trying to push her way through or go her way through. She's not touching anybody, but she's trying to get through. And the people say, lady, you have no place over here. And the Kiva sees his wife Rachel and says the infamous words, Shali v'shalachem shalohem. My Torah and your Torah is her Torah. What's that shalara b'sa? Quran says al yoda. People were saying it's mayor de kabesa. Because there was no way in the world that a man who was a boor am ha'aretz, nothing, aleph beis, there was no way in the world that after 24 years this man would be the Gadol Hador. You know why he became the Gadol Hador b'sa? Because he had siyata d'shmai not shayach b'sa. And you know why he was Zirchad as Yad Deshmaya like not Shayach? Because the Mesiris Nefesh equals Yad Deshmaya. And you know who had the Mesiris Nefesh? There was a lady selling her hair, not seeing her husband for 24 years, giving up her whole life that this man should become the Talmud Chacham. Shali v'shalachem shalah. Shalah, it's her Torah, because the Siyat Deshmaya that Rabbi Kiva had to become the Gadol Hador was only through her Mesiris Nefesh. Because Mesiras Nefesh equals Siyat Deshmaya. So if a person understands this further, a person has to know they can become great, great in Torah, great in Avodah, great in the Keshe with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can become fascinated. Mamish, not Shaya. People won't recognize you. How is it Shaya, Rebbe? My IQ is pretty low. Last time I was by the doctor, he had to measure it again. He was banging my head. She said, there's a rock up there. How is it Shayach, Rabbi Yisai? That this mere guy is going to be able to become a Talmud Chacham. How is it Shayach? The Teretz is, it's all told in Mr. Nefesh, Rabbi Yisai. How much are you ready to give? And what's the Pshar, Rabbi Yisai? What is the Amkas of the Mr. Nefesh? The Teretz is very posh, Rabbi Yisai. Very simple, Rabbi Yisai. The act of Mesiras Nefesh is an act of love, Rabbi Yisrael. We always say over, Desla, everybody says it, everything. What is Ahava? Ahava is Hav, to give. The way a person shows Ahava to somebody is how much he's ready to sacrifice and to give. What's the riot that Rabbi Yisrael said? Where do we have this riot? Maybe look up some ancient text or something that we maybe say in the sign of Toikiv or something. But I think there's something much more simpler. We say it every day, twice a day. V'ahavta, es Hashem alekecha, b'chol levavcha, V'chol nafshecho v'chol mo'odacha. You say that, for example? What's stated in that pasuk? For half this Hashem, how do you love Hashem? How do you show you love Hashem? I love you, Hashem. You buy a big t-shirt. Oh, you sing. Anachnu ohavim otcha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The problem is, yeah, he's singing that for a while, then he stubs his toe and it stops the song. Anachnu ohavim otcha, it's very good. This guy had a good day, this and that. Anachnu ohavim otcha, Rabbi Yisrael. You know, a person's husband shows his love for his wife. You know, we always think of that. The guy comes home, piping hot meal waiting at the table, steam coming up right into his nostrils. Unbelievable. The mashed potatoes with the onions on top, straight into the nostrils, hot and piping. Oh dear, you're the best. Unbelievable. Of course he loves his wife. He loves his wife, but he loves mashed potatoes. He loves mashed potatoes, and I'm doing his wife. The next day he comes home, she had a hard day, the kids were there, he comes home, he opens up that thing, there's the pea again. One pea. What happened to dinner? Had a rough day. He starts getting all nervous. Where the love? Where the mashed potatoes? He loves his wife so great. You know why he loves his wife? He just had a baby. And he loves his wife so beautiful. His wife, every night, she wakes up at 2 in the morning and goes, takes the baby and goes out of the room. What a great wife. He's snoring away over there. Then she wakes him up. I've been up for 30 days straight. You think you can take a shift? I'll give you 5 minutes. He says, I thought you loved me. Where's the love? It's not love. You love yourself. Love is dedication. His wife's not feeling well. And he has to get up in the middle of the night to take care of her and the kid. And she needs, her foot is hurting her, Rabbi Yisrael. Her foot is hurting her, as Rabbi Ari Levin, the famous story of Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi Ari Levin comes to the doctor and he says, my wife's foot, he goes with her to the doctor. He says, my wife's foot hurts us. I once went to speak to my Rav and I said, my wife's credit card hurts us. Anyway, Bekitza, I also want to be like Rabbi Levin. Anyway, Bekitza, but Lamaisa, that's the key. To feel their pain, to be up with them, to take care of them. That's Ava. For Haftah, Hashem Aleichecha, is now when you had a good day at work and things went good. You have to give up. Give up the Yetzers. You know this thing is not good for you. Every time you go on it, it pulls you down. You know it's bringing you down. You take it and you give it away. You send it home for a few months. And you say bye-bye. And that's the of a half the Shem Lekech b'chol avavcha. B'shnei Yitzra, you give up. U'v'chol nafshecha. That's Avos Hashem. Rebbe Kiva was waiting for the day. Ad kan, Rebbe. For a half the Shem Lekech, you love Hashem be'emes. B'chol nafshecha. U'v'chol mo'odecha. Even he takes away, you're ready to give that up. That's Ava. That's Mesiris Nefesh. It's Mesiris Kuf, Mesiris Nefesh, Mesiris Mammon. You're ready to give up? That's a sign of love. It's a sign of love. The Baruch was ready. Ava Soilam, Akira. I'm ready to love you and give you the biggest thing of my son. Hashem loves us. What does He want to give us? You say that in the Maire. Ava Soilam, Akira. Alkein, B'shochvein, Alkein, Chukim, Mishpon, Mosol, Mimalat. It says the going. Hashem loves us with the Baruch, the greatest man of love. He wants to give us the greatest version. No money, no pack, give us anything for a present from our loved one, Hashem. What does He give us? He says, learn my Torah because it's the greatest gift. And then a person will understand that that's the greatest gift Hashem gives you. Alkein b'shochvein v'kameinu, the person becomes a master. But he saw that Dvar Mabaisai. Tonight, Shmuel Mabaisai. Yisroi becomes the father-in-law. Mesiris Nefesh Atzumi gave up everything for what's right. The Baruch Hu says, I'm going to be mazmin you. You're going to be the one. The Torah is going to be in your parish in Yisrael. You're going to be the one who shows, because that's how you zeichet the Torah. You're going to be one to be the father-in-law of Ram and Shal Yisrael. Pasha bas Pasha ready to give up. Miracles. Mal v'derechatan. The voice in our generation, I've seen it. Bachrin, who behemoths weren't, who knows what. Nikolaites weren't, who knows what, the voice said. But they gave up. They gave up their time. They worked so hard. They gave up and they pushed and pushed. They gave up their stupidities. And they were zeichut to unbelievable. See, the Shmaiz had become great people, the voice said. Unbelievable people. They had businesses, they gave it up. They had things that they were going on in their lives that were hurting, that were causing them not to be matzliah. They gave it up, and they went soaring into Shemayim, soaring. Mamish with unbelievable ziyat Shemayim, not to be believed, It's not to be believed. The ziyat Shemayim they see by some doing the light and some bachur. What's it all again? The Hashem wants to give us, but you don't think he wants, he has everything to give. But we have to show our ahava to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We have to show what we're ready to give. But Hashem keeps giving up also. It's not called giving up. He doesn't need, but he's in a certain way giving us. So what are we giving up? What are we ready to give up? And it's such a mistake people make. The Baruch Hu said, I have to give up. It's hard. But at the end of the day, you're going to be in a different world. You're a different level. You're going to be Rabbi Kiva, when he came back after 24 years, he didn't think. They look on the world, a different world now. Look what I gave up, and it was hard work, but look, the Gadol Hador, everything, the Zichut, the Parnos, and everything. You never lose, Rabbi Yisrael, and it's only a win-win situation, Rabbi Yisrael. Everybody knows what's going on by them, Rabbi Yisrael. We know deep down what's irking us and what's causing us to hold back, Rabbi Yisrael. We know the thing that's staring us from the Benesh, being that connected to the Benesh. So give it up, Rabbi Yisrael. It's worthwhile for Mesivus Nefesh, Siyat Dishmaya. And the Baruch Shalom will show his love to us in many ways. We should be Zeuchah Be'ez Hashem. Pasha Shmois is the Pasha of Gehuda, Rabbi Yisrael. He asked the Chofetz Chaim once, what's the Pshat, Rabbi Yisrael? How is it possible that the Gehuda is going to come in our times? It didn't come in the times of Kiva Egev, going back, the times of Ba'ev Rava. How is it possible Gehuda in our times is the Chofetz Chaim? This is the Chofetz Chaim. What do you mean? Pumfakeh. In those times, it was hard. But at the end of the day, they didn't have the concerns that he had time to Chofetz Chaim is talking about. I can imagine, but in our times, that a person that does mitzvahs today, a person in yeshiva today, we know we have friends out there, what they're up to when they're busy. A person in yeshiva, a person learning in yeshiva, and fighting against that yetzahara and giving it up, you know what a myriadika schus, and a myriadika dovatoiv, and a myriadika gewaltig Sache that's going on, that the Bochum today are sitting in yeshiva today. It's a nace, Bambamis. Well, Sean used to say that a Bochum, he comes, he leaves, he goes out of the basement, it's a nace, he comes back. Nisim, Bochum in yeshiva today, there's so much technology every second pulling away. Forget the technology, every year, Tommy yeshiva guy's calling him, come here, come there, go there. And he says, no! I'm not doing it, it's not good for me. B'shnei Tzrecho! Ziyat Nishmai for himself, Ziyat Nishmai for the world. Toysvi says in the ending of Boise, Toysvi says in Rosh Hashanah, Tav Tezayin Amid Beis, the Gemara says in Tezayin Amid Av, going over Tezayin Amid Beis, of the Gemara, Lama Toikim, Kishen Yoishu, why we bullish over twice? They la Arvas Asad, and Rashi says, because when Mecham the Mitzvahs, and Snistim Utayla, but Toysvi says, when the son hears the Koiloi, the coil of the shofar, the first time he thinks it, then he thinks it's the coil for Mashiach. What's the pshat of Oisai? The Teretz is the coil of the shofar is the coil of the Kedis Yitzhak, the coil of Mesivus Nefesh. Every year he hears the coil. So what is so he knows about it, he's used to it. What's he getting so bold? The Teretz is in our generation, that coil of Kedis Yitzhak, of saying no to the machine of Oisai, and giving it up, or putting a big filter on it, getting rid of it. And coming to base measure, that call showing for the Baisai, the Bereshom, he is our Akedis Yitzchak. The Be'ez Hashem, Mashiach is not too far with Zorcha, Mashiach is a Kedim Hevim.
Amen!